You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
These days, if you're planning to board a flight, there's a greater chance you'll experience a, quote, unruly passenger. For some reason, people have become more non-compliant when it comes to not lighting up or vaping on a flight. You're going to see that more. Also, refusing to keep their seatbelt on when they're supposed to. And luggage issues, like trying to smuggle a carry-on without paying for it.
Yeah, and they've gotten more combative, too, which is kind of bad as well. Like, things escalate quicker and get violent in many times.
They do. But if we've learned anything when it comes to taking a flight, you should always expect the unexpected. A couple of other odd reasons a flight was delayed include a couple of airport employees getting into a fist fight on the jetway.
On the plane?
On the jetway.
Oh, jetway, okay.
Yeah. Someone's emotional support dog wouldn't stop barking.
Oh, that's funny.
So they had to delay the flight. And another, the pilot of a flight left his glasses on another flight, had to drive back, get his glasses, and then he could take off.
Oh, that's funny. There are all kind of rules with pilots and flight crews, how often they can fly, and if they time out, you know, basically, they can't, then they've got to bring another crew in, and that throws it off. I heard of one where the plane was boarded, getting ready to leave, and the pilot came on and apologized that they were not going to be able to take the flight because he and the co-pilot could not come to an agreement and were having an argument, and they couldn't have that tension while they flew, and so they basically canceled the flight.
I mean, man,
come on, bro.
If the oddest things will happen on a flight, so you just have to be prepared for whatever is thrown your way.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, and then when you see somebody being unruly, I'm surprised that more passengers don't get involved, you know, like that they want to get where they're going and don't kind of peer pressure self-police it. Like before.
Well, I don't know if that's the safest option either. Like, if you're forcing two people that can't get along to fly a flight.
No, not the pilots, but just in the other people. Like,
like in a fist fight.
Yeah, when people's being unruly, like how the plane doesn't go, look, you need to stop. I'm trying to get here. You have to stop this now. But I guess people just lose their minds and they get so far gone that they can't retreat. They can't come back to normal.
I
guess it would just make it worse, but. Oh, I haven't had that happen yet. I haven't had a flight canceled because of somebody.
It's a matter of
time. That's the problem.
And
it really is.
And it could be you that's the unruly passenger.
Fair enough. Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show. And Gavin was telling me a story the other day about him and his wife. They went on a trip, and the oddest thing happen when it comes to the plane.
Yeah, when we flew home, my wife checked us into the flights, and it was maybe 10 minutes after the, you know, time that we should have been right smack dab on it to get the best seats. But that resulted in her getting two seats for us that were not right next to each other. And this was like a 7-hour flight. And so I'm sitting on one row, and she's 2 or 3 rows ahead of me in another row.
I just cannot even fathom that. Like,
why not?
My wife would never allow that to happen. Like she always, and I wouldn't either. Like, I've just been ingrained that we would sit next to each other. Like, I would book my tickets early enough. I've paid extra money on different airlines when I had to make sure our seats were together.
My brain tells me, though, that we had just spent long week of vacation together, like a lot of time together.
Yeah, my brain tells me I've spent 35 years with this one woman. And
Are you questioning my love for my wife?
Maybe. I don't know. No. Maybe you guys need maybe things function differently with the younger generation.
Yeah, like we were going to, it was an overnight flight. We were going to sleep the whole time. So it's not like we were going to talk for 7 hours.
So weird to me.
And too, they're a younger couple. Yeah. You're an older couple, yeah. And so you have more money than they do. Yeah. Right now, they can't afford to spend the extra money just to sit and sleep next to each other on a flight.
But they didn't have to. What I would have done is I would have gone to the airline when we got there, or I would have called and said, "Hey, we were trying to book our seats together. What can you do? Can you move some things around?" Because they will try to do that for you. Like my wife's a nervous flyer too, so it's like, oh, she's a nervous flyer. I'm like her emotional support human. And trust me, it's going to be better for everyone if I sit there.
And we're two very healthy individuals.
That can sit alone.
Yeah. So weird.
I don't think it's that weird.
Really?
I think it's healthy. Yeah.
No.
But I think there are a lot of couples that do things that maybe other couples don't understand.
Yeah, like I don't get that at all. So, all right, let's do this. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We're not going to judge Gavin and Haley. We should, but we won't.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we'll use that as our springboard, if you will.
Okay.
What is something about other couples' relationships that you've noticed that you're like, that's just weird. That would not fly in my house. There's no way we would do that. I'm just curious. 855-33-WAY-FM. The weird things are the curious things that couples do. We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's yours?
Married couples don't have joint bank accounts. I'll never understand how they pay for everything when they don't have combined bank accounts.
Married couples without joint bank accounts. Yeah, that was a weird one for me, too.
Yeah.
While we're judging Gavin, Gavin, do you have combined bank accounts?
We do, and that was ingrained for me from the beginning because my parents modeled that, so it seemed like the smart decision to make. I don't know how people do that either.
Yeah, because if you're splitting all of your bills or you're splitting out of what comes out of each person's finances, that could get a little murky, like, to me. You have to be on the same page, though, as to what is valuable to spend money on, because that's where it gets problematic. Like, if you have one person that's a spender and another is a saver, then you might want separate ones where you're like, well, you got to spend it out of yours and you can't touch mine. But even that doesn't seem healthy, does it?
No, we know multiple married couples that have separate bank accounts. My brother-in-law and his wife have separate ones, and we don't get it.
Are they happy?
Oh.
Yeah, they're happy. Most of the couples we know are, but we feel like money is one of the only issues that they have, and we think that's a large reason of it.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, I don't think I could do that. My wife wouldn't let me do that anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't let my husband do that.
Hey, Kristen, thanks for being on with us today. You're the best.
Thank you. Bye.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Gavin blew my mind when he said that he traveled on a 7-hour flight and did not sit with his wife. That would not fly in my relationship. And so it's curious to me. Yeah, it's an oddity, you know, and we hope they're okay.
We're fine.
Maybe it's just the younger generation. I don't know.
It might be, because I'm there with you, Wally. And to me, it was the whole parents having to have time away from their kids, like the man cave, or the mommy is going to drop the kids off with the babysitter and go out for whatever break she needs. We never grew up like that. I mean, we were either drugged to the garage with our dad to work on something, or mom was right there. The parent time for my wife and I, our time away from our kids are when our kids go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of the time is with our family.
My downtime finally came when my daughter moved to Florida at like 23. It's like, now I can buy the things I wanted to buy and do the things I wanted to do.
My daughter moved back and brought kids with her.
Oh, no.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This here is the Wally Show with a little good news giddy up, a roundup, if you will, of good news stories that are designed to make you feel better, because the regular news is a bit of a bummer. So let's start with you, Betty Rock. Make with some good news, girl.
There's an 11-year-old elephant that sadly, I know this it's going to get good though, sadly
okay.
lost part of his left leg after he was caught in the trap of a poacher. Thankfully though, he was rescued, and the place where he's staying at this wildlife park, they're able to fit him with a prosthetic leg.
Oh.
Now the thing weighs 44 pounds, which is incredible, and it needs to be changed every 6 months, but it's getting paid for by a charity, and he is able to get around on it great. He can walk, run, and he can even swim in it.
Oh,
live
that's
a normal
awesome.
Life.
Like horses right now that like break their legs and have to be put down. They're like, hey, we can do this.
This is good news.
I know, the horses were like, look.
This is good news.
Yes, it is good
Let's
news.
Let's not talk about that.
Good news for horses. Gavin, go.
There's a kid from Texas, he recently left his favorite hat behind while his family was staying in a hotel in Mississippi. And the staff of that hotel, they wouldn't go out of their way to mail it to him.
Oh,
but his
boo.
Mom, she actually called a cab company nearby that they had used while they were there.
Yeah.
And they actually stepped up. The owner picked up the hat and mailed it himself. He told a reporter he just likes helping people whenever
nice.
He can.
See, I love that. When you're a parent, their kids have certain things that are important to them. And if you leave it behind, you want to go out of your way to make it happen. But you need help sometimes. And I love that. That's awesome. Speaking of awesome, there are two teens that went to prom together. And it seems like, okay, that's not a big deal. But they were both neighbors at the NICU 17 years ago at a hospital. They were both born at like 25 weeks. And so that's a rough time to be born. And you spend a lot of time in the hospital. And their family stayed in contact ever since. And they would have play dates because they lived in different cities. And so come full circle, 17 years later, both of them doing well. And the girl asked the guy if he would go to her prom with her.
Aww.
And they did. So kind of cool.
So cute.
Yeah, I love that. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Wonder if Wally'll have an opinion on this.
Wally, I respect you, but word to the wise, never trust the short man named Wally.
It's the Wally Show.
So the battle for the hearts and minds of kids rages on in schools across the country. But a state school board in Oklahoma voted to approve what would be the first publicly funded religious school in the nation. Now you got something. That's fascinating.
So it's, because usually for private school you have to pay for it, but
exactly.
Public school is free. Okay.
Yeah, so the state attorney general is like, hey, this is unconstitutional. It's irresponsible. The approval of any public-funded religious school is not in the best interest of taxpayers. It's extremely disappointing that the board members violated their oath to fund this religious school with our tax dollars, okay?
Does it say, like, what religion it's...
It's a Catholic school.
Okay.
And so, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, that's an organization, denounced the approval, said, it's hard to think of a clearer violation of religious freedom of Oklahoma taxpayer and public school families than the state enabling the nation's first public charter school. Okay, so I get it. You're thinking that way. Separation of Church and State, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but here's the point that they're missing. This is actually equality, because public schools have gotten out of hand with LGBTQ agendas that have been forced on kids as young as third grade, and there are parents that would love another option, another viewpoint, if you will, mm-hmm. that can't afford private school.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, you are actually going for equality here. What you're saying is irresponsible is actually being responsible and saying, hey, your viewpoint, your secular viewpoint is not the only viewpoint that matters here, you know? And we are where we're at in this society because we've tried to remove God from everything, and I think this sends a strong message. If you look at it practically, and you look at the LGBTQ movement and the people, they're all about representation. I mean, they are like representation all over the place. Well, doesn't everyone, even people you disagree with, deserve to be represented? Even faith? Even Christians? Don't they deserve representation too? They'll never answer that question, and they'll never agree with that. No, you're hate mongers. Not true. Not true at all. We want equal representation under the law of a different viewpoint and one that we believe in as passionately as you believe in yours. And so for me, I think this is a really bold move in Oklahoma. Now, will it get shot down? Odds are probably yes. Will it get mired in court for years? Odds are probably yes. Will lawyers be the only ones that profit off of this? Definitely yes. but it will be interesting. Does this pave the way for this to be a model across the country someday, mm-hmm. eventually, where faith can be represented as much as other secular agendas and people have access to both. Because we've definitely quieted one voice while we've elevated the voice and representation of another group. We've definitely tried to, they've definitely tried to silence the faith in God's perspective. And so it's fascinating to see, and I'd love to see this happen more across school boards across the country for sure. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently my daughter's boyfriend's dad was coming through town, so I'd only met him one other time, so he stopped by and we went to dinner and stuff, and we were driving, and he knows that I work in a you know, Christian radio station. We don't know much about each other, and he's like, so are you guys pretty religious? And I'm like... it's not really religious per se. It's kind of like relationship. Like, do I go to church and stuff all the time? Yeah. Do I work in a Christian radio station? Yeah. But I don't think of myself as religious as like what people would normally think. You know, do I abide by the rules? Then if that's religious, then I guess yes, you know. But I try not to be like judgy or off-putting with my faith, you know. So I'm like, that's kind of how I was talking about it. But then as we started... and continued to talk, you know, I was thinking about this, like, if somebody is asking you why you believe what you believe, that's a harder question even than the religious thing. You know, it's like, why do you believe in God? Like, what do you get from this? Mm-hmm. You know, so somebody that doesn't have faith, that's a fair question. You know,
yeah.
I'm out here just living my life. Why do you believe in God?
And typically I would say that it becomes a personal story, like your personal experience or relationship with God are the things that stand out for why you believe what you do. You know, people can say whatever they want about your religion, but if you speak from your personal experience, that's your personal experience.
Right, it's hard to argue with that because it's something that you believe in because you've had this encounter, mm-hmm. you know. It's kind of like having a shark encounter, you know. you could ask somebody, well, what's that like? And they can tell you vividly what's that like, you know. And so it's the same thing with our faith. And so I am curious, if you were to get that question, or maybe you have had that question before, you don't always have a long time to, you know, talk about something. What would you say concisely? How would you quickly say to someone, this is why I believe in God? Because I think it's a hard thing for some people to wrap their head around that people even believe in a God, mm-hmm. you know? And so I'm curious how you would answer that. We'll kind of dissect this now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to get your perspective on this right now. Why are you a Christian? Why do you believe in God? What would you say?
You guys are right when you say that it does kind of go back to just a personal experience that you may have had. For me, like, I was not brought up in church at all growing up, and I was actually abused for 10 years of my childhood before moving with my dad out of state. When I did that, I kind of just took myself at the age of 14 to church, got involved in a youth group, and that kind of just became my new life. And it's kind of been a journey for myself, not anything that I've really grown up with. And a lot of the times when you do have that parent pushing you to go to church and do this, when you find it yourself, I think it's even more, in a sense, like, this is why I believe in God, because I know what my life was and what my life could have been, and repeating same old paths that my mother did, you know. And then, like, I chose a different path, and I chose this, and I'm 41 years old now, and coming out of all of that abuse in my life and therapy and everything that I've had to have, my relationship with God has really been what has taken me out of my past and brought me into a new journey of life.
Your testimony, I think, can speak for a lot of people that have experienced similar things, in that God mm-hmm. was kind of like your family when you needed a family. And I think a lot of people are searching for that, because we can get hurt by the human relationships that we have here on earth, but that's the one relationship with God that won't ever leave you or abuse you in your situation.
Yes, for sure.
So, Missy, how would you answer that? Why do you believe what you believe?
Because of the peace and comfort that he gives me through all of these hardships that I'm going through. There's no other explanation for me, because my mother just recently passed away right after I was diagnosed with cancer. And I keep forgetting that I even have cancer and that I have to go through the surgery and the treatment. because of the peace and comfort that he has given me. And it's not been an easy life, but I trust in him, have complete faith in him. I know I'm going to be okay no matter which way my life goes.
I think when people have hardship stories, but they still have joy, that's something that's infectious and it's contagious. And it's something that probably confuses people even more. Well, how could you love this God that you claim is so good, yet your mom just died and you have cancer, is a question that I would imagine would come right up next, you know? And the fact that you can say, no, God is still good, he's carrying me through the unimaginable, I think that speaks volumes to people.
Yes, because it hasn't taken away my joy. I'm still able to laugh and smile every day because I know he's got me.
Yeah, people are searching constantly for peace and hope, whether they know that's what they're looking for or not. Inside of them, that's what they're looking for. And honestly, that's what we try to do here every day. Like, that's a big part of what we're doing, is giving people that peace and that hope of Jesus that goes past all of our understanding, past all of our circumstances. And that's why I think it's really important and kind of cool when people choose to support this ministry and keep it going and keep it on the air, because it's there for other people to give them what they need when they need it.
I've been listening to WayFM for 6 years now, and I was driving down the road one day and something told me that I needed to call in and support you all. So I've been doing it past the year that I was supposed to, because I just love WayFM, and I thank you all for you all helping me have the peace and comfort too, you know, with all the songs.
Oh, well, you're the best, girl. Well, thank you for the support. I didn't even know you supported, so thank you.
Well, thank you.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and I have a friend that had a terminal diagnosis, and I committed to praying for it. I'm trying to pray for it every day. I miss some days, I'll be honest, but I'm trying, you know, and it also too increases my prayer life as well. And some days you're like, man, I'm not even sure what to pray, honestly, today, because it's not turning around and you're hoping that it would. And then all of a sudden, we got a note that it might have been a misdiagnosis. And
oh,
you're like,
what?
I know, right? And so that could be an answer to prayer. We don't know where that's going to go, but it's still unfolding. But the important thing is staying in prayer for somebody, you know, when you commit to that. And one of the places that we have that you can be prayed for and be notified that you're being prayed for is at our prayer wall, or you can be on there praying for other people. And I saw a whole bunch of other health ones. There's like Matt's like, hey, pray for me. I have COPD blockage in my lungs. It's from smoking. I'm only 36. I'm devastated to know that I've damaged my lungs, you know. And there's sometimes things just happen. Sometimes things happen because we caused them, you know, and it doesn't mean that it's any less important, you know, and that somebody's trying to work through this and go, man, I just need God's intervention here in a miraculous way. And sometimes God shows up in that way and it's huge and it's beautiful. And then other times he shows up and it's to give people peace to walk through what they're going through. And he doesn't walk us around it, you know, and it's tough, you know. And so that's why we have the prayer wall, so you can put up there whatever's going on in your life and you can get what you need out of that. In that moment, and it's real easy to get involved either way.
When you text the word PRAY to 91979, we'll send you a link that'll take you straight to the prayer wall. That's PRAY to 91979.
And again, when you're there praying for people, like if you post a prayer request, take a minute to go through there and pray for somebody, because odds are you're going to find somebody that's dealing with something similar to you. And as you pray for them, they always say that thing, you know, if you want to learn something, teach it. And I think it's the same thing in faith. It's like you find somebody that has something similar to you and you start praying for them and you have the words for them, but sometimes you don't have the words for yourself and you're like, oh, wait, it's the same prayer for both situations and stuff. So it might actually be that thing that helps strengthen your faith as well as you lift other people up. So that's our prayer wall. And like Betty said, pray to 91979 and we'll send you that link.
Getting the facts mostly right.
Even Woody and Buzz got under each other's plastic.
Wasn't Woody made out of cloth?
Yeah, I appreciate you, maybe now's not the time.
That's our commitment to you. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
For the first couple of years that I worked here, I was an outsider of sorts with in this room when it came to the Android phone.
Yes.
That
do
I
you remember
used
those days? We call them the dark ages, oh, right, Rock?
It was the worst. Those little green bubbles would pop up, and if you liked something, then or Gavin would be like, "I need to record this video, but can I use your phone? Because my Android won't do it."
There's a lot of pressure put on Gavin to get an iPhone from Betty.
It's been like a year and a half since I had gotten this, and my life's been great since
I know,
then.
And you realize, like, you were better liked here. You know, like, changed a lot of things.
Yeah, I am a full believer in Apple products. I even got an Apple Watch a little bit earlier this year, so, like, I love all their products. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to, or I don't know if my bank account is ready for Apple's newest release and their newest product. They're entering the virtual reality realm with their Vision Pro.
Oh, okay. Now, like, there's the Oculus goggles for gaming and things like that, and they're around $500. So
this is similar to that.
This will be more expensive because it'll be Apple.
A lot more expensive. 500 times 7. It's going to be $3,500.
Wow.
But I'll be honest in saying that when I did a deep dive into this product, I am actually really excited about a future where maybe it comes down in
Here's
price.
The weird thing, though. They haven't released a lot of things recently. The watch was like their last innovation.
That was 2014.
Okay, yeah. So that's their last innovation. And then typically, like, Meta is going under, not doing well, and all the virtual reality stuff isn't landing like they were hoping it was. And so Apple getting in this space feels late. What is the goggles going to do?
Okay, so this is what they released. They said the Vision Pro will allow users to see apps in a new way in spaces around them. So users use their eyes and hands to, like, navigate this almost like larger screen that's in front of them. It's very interesting. And then it has a headset that uses a headset that allows you to, like, watch movies, including with 3D. And then it has spatial audio, so it'll kind of feel like you're in this personal theater of sorts. It lets you view your pictures or videos in, like, a panoramic sense so that you can be up and close and personal with them. You can play video games on it. And then it can also be used for work with video conferencing apps. Apparently, you can use Microsoft Office tools on this or Adobe Lightroom.
Okay.
So it's going to have a lot of options. I'll be curious to know if people say it's really hard to navigate at first or if it feels cheesy. But a lot of times, it doesn't feel like Apple does things cheesily.
No, they do them well. But this is why I'm not an early adopter for most Apple stuff. Mm-hmm. It's super expensive right out of the gate. And they have bugs, and they got to get them worked out. And then when the price starts dropping a little, but I don't see them dropping this down to compete with the Oculus or anything, because I guess it does a lot more.
No, this will be the very much not the average Joe's Apple product.
That'd be $3,500 on top of your $2,500 computer. And at that point, you're like, I don't know about this.
And you probably have to pay for, like, extra things that you want to do on it. It just seems like it'll be probably decades down the line that this becomes, like, an average product for people.
Well, it will be good for parents that aren't sure what to get their kids for Christmas. Now they know. Don't get this. Like, get something else cheaper and, like, wrap it up and be like, sorry, here's what you're getting, you know, because, like, I'm sure kids would like to get in on this stuff early, but, man, that's a big price tag.
Huge. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm
taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show. Gonna play the day job game. The way this works is I've got some celebrities and the jobs that they used to do before they became famous, and all you have to do is guess which one. We'll do an example round here in the room. Jim Carrey.
Ooh.
Ace Ventura, comedian. What do you think he did before he became famous?
Do we get options?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Was he a janitor, an excavator operator, or a dog walker? What do you think Mr. Carey did up in Canada? Because he is Canadian.
Yeah.
I could see him being a janitor.
You think so? Something that...
Yeah, because, like, he could use it for his comedic repertoire. Like, something like that would give him a lot of...
Seems like you'd have time to write your own jokes if you were a janitor.
Yeah, and he doesn't seem responsible enough to be, what is it, a construction worker?
Yeah, an excavator operator.
Yeah, that seems like a big deal.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be like...
a dog walker, Ace Ventura.
I don't know if I see the dog walker thing.
See, you give yourself away when you start trying to talk us into something.
I'm not talking into anything.
So,
let's go with your guy.
Then I would 100% go with janitor. Because you're right, he has plenty of time to... No, I'm trying to talk you into it.
Oh. Well, are we right?
Are we right or wrong?
You're right.
Right now, they're so confused.
Yeah.
You guys actually are right.
Woo!
Betty Rock, you're pretty good at this
good
game.
Job.
You have a pretty good instinct for this.
Thank you.
So maybe Betty Rock can help you in your round. Yeah, he worked at a tire factory in Canada, doing 8-hour shifts as a janitor, just cleaning the place
Bless
up.
Bless him.
I get it,
Look
man.
Look where it got him.
I get it. I used to clean air ducts in a factory where I crawled in the air ducts, the AC systems, with a vacuum cleaner 3 stories up. And I got the job because I was the smallest and I could fit in there.
And like while you were doing that, did you ever think, hey, someday I'll just be sitting, talking into a mic, doing all the things you do?
I had no idea what I was going to be doing at that time. You know, I just know I wanted out of that air duct. All right, so here we go. Your round is next. 855-33-WAY-FM. We got a prize for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. All you'll have to do is tell us what you think the real job of a celebrity was before they became famous. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Amber, welcome to Day Job. It's your chance to win a prize here, and all you have to do is tell us what was the job that a celebrity held before they became famous. For example, if you were famous, what is one job you would tell us that you did in the past or are currently doing?
Currently, I work at a senior living facility.
Okay, and so that'd be a good one for this game. So let's see how you do with this. We have Mr. Tom Cruise, okay? He's very famous,
okay.
Man. Was Tom Cruise a bellman, a bus driver, or a lifeguard? What do you think he did before he became famous?
Oh, geez.
Now, Betty Rock is usually pretty good at this. She won her round, so maybe she'll help you or maybe she'll throw you off. I don't know.
Right. Well, Amber, let me just give you a couple. Like, I'm just going to think out loud and maybe some of this will hit for you and help you make a decision. Tom Cruise comes off as someone who's very confident in himself, someone who is very charismatic. And so I could see him being a bellhop. I think he would also do that because he would want to create connections to make himself more well-known.
But he's also very little, and carrying heavy bags could hurt him.
That's never stopped you.
Oh, gosh.
But then there was one.
Lifeguard.
Lifeguard. I could see that, but am I letting the Tom Cruise of, what's that airplane movie that he did?
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
What airplane movie?
I might be letting his character from Top Gun infiltrate my brain to
but
make
you remember
me think
too,
he could
have been
a lifeguard.
High school being a lifeguard. You know, like I had my nephew was a lifeguard in high school.
And sometimes when Wally tries to talk me into it, that makes me think that that's not the right answer.
Okay, so what do you think? That's all that matters, Amber.
Okay. I am going to say bus driver.
Oh,
well, she didn't listen to either of us.
Nothing.
And unfortunately, Tom Cruise could not reach the pedals to be a bus driver.
Oh. And yet Tom Cruise is taller than Wally.
No, he is not. He is smaller than me.
No,
on his bio, he's taller, but in real life, he's
not.
Okay. He actually was a bellman.
I knew it. Amber, you should have listened to me.
Oh, shoot.
I know. Well, you know what? You did a great job. Well, I can't even say that with a straight face. Amber, you are
job.
A delight. We have a lovely parting gift for you just for playing with us, and we appreciate you being on the show with us today for the Day Job game.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with one of the highlights of our week. It's Time Capsule Tuesday, where we turn back time and we play you a couple songs here that we've each selected, and then you decide which of these throwback songs you would like to hear today. I mean, that's not songs you want to hear all the time, but when they are random and kind of not often, it's like, oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with you, Lady Rock. From what year are we pulling?
1991.
Oh, the year of the synthesizer.
So I went with a classic, the one, the only, Amy Grant with That's What Love Is For.
I had forgotten about this song. I don't hate this.
What?
Till now. I don't hate this song.
To try once more.
Oh, a little modulation.
Baby, that's what love is for. When she says baby in there, do you think she's referring to God?
Yeah, I don't think
I
so.
Don't, no. I don't know.
I can't remember if she had already lost.
Was that one that played on Christian stations or no?
I don't remember this one.
Well, it's Amy Grant either way.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that, Baby Baby was a big delineating
baby,
part
baby.
For her.
And that's controversial, right?
Oh, for sure. So people got off that train. There we go. just turned her mic down. Gavin, where are you going to go with us today?
You can't talk about Amy Grant without also mentioning Michael W. Smith.
Very true.
When it comes to the classic legends of Christian radio, and I went with his song Place in This World.
Oh, yes. For a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. It's so crazy knowing him now as this older gentleman and like how high his voice was back then.
He's
like,
more
wow,
refined now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. That is Gavin's Place in This World. I went with an artist that is still making music that we are currently playing. Back when she was with BB, it is the one and only CeCe Winans, and it is Addictive Love. She can still sing.
How come yours gets played so much longer than mine?
That's not true.
Or Gavin's combined?
I played 29 seconds of
yours. No, you did not.
I started
talking like 8 seconds in.
Because
you kept talking.
You didn't realize that you sang all over it. And you didn't even hear Amy. And then Gavin's was 30 seconds. So... we played the same amount. Mine was only a minute and a half. No. Okay, mine turns out to be 39, so close. All right, so there you go. Those are the three choices. You just tell us which of these songs you want to hear today. What are you in the mood for? Is it Amy Grant? That's What Love Is For, Place in This World, Michael W. Smith, or Addictive Love by BB and CeCe Winans? That was a good feel. That felt good to me. It felt different. But anyway, you choose. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's what love is for, to help us through it. That's looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world. There's no doubt about it. No doubt. I'm lost without a doubt. Yeah, I'm going to turn back time. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Sarah, welcome to Time Capsule Tuesday, traveling all the way back to 1991. This is kind of fun, huh?
Yeah. I hadn't heard some of those songs in a very, very long time.
I know, right? And now you've got the three songs to choose from. It is That's What Love Is For, Amy Grant, Place in This World, Michael W. Smith, or Addictive Love, BB and CeCe Winans. So where are you going to go? Which song do you feel like hearing today?
Definitely A Place in This World by Michael W. Smith.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's a great song, but that no, BB and CeCe song was a bop, and it felt so different. I loved it, but you know what? Michael W. Smith is a classic. Why are you picking that one?
Honestly, I did not know the other two, and I heard that Michael W. Smith song, and I immediately started singing along, and I was like, man, I think 10-year-old Sarah really, really loved this song.
My wife had a poster of Michael W. Smith on her wall when I met her in college, and her parents never changed her room, ooh, like all the time till we got married and kept visiting, and there was still that Michael W. Smith kind of George Michael Wham hairdo Michael W. Smith. I think she finally threw it away.
Well, I had a giant crush on Stephen Curtis Chapman, even though he's my dad's age for sure. but I do have a 5-year-old named Steven now. So.
No, really? Does he have a mullet too?
We're working on it. We're working on the mullet.
Well, there you go. All right, all the way back to 1991, Sarah has proclaimed it, so we will play it. It is Place in This World by Michael W. Smith on Time Capsule Tuesday.
Woohoo!
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face. And she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos. And now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Most rock stars find that they can do no wrong when it comes to releasing new music for the general public, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way, especially when you try to do your version of an already well-loved song. So what I'm talking about are cover songs. Yeah. I found clips of what most people would agree are some of the worst covers of rock songs, and I want to see what you think.
Okay, what do you got?
If you agree. First one, Mick Jagger and David Bowie's version of Dancing in the Streets.
Oh, absolutely. The only good versions of this are the original and the Van Halen remake when they did that on
Van
Diver
Halen
Down.
Did one?
Yeah, they did it on Diver Down. Yeah.
That didn't sound like it was serious. Like it almost sounded
yeah.
It sounded fake.
No, it was super serious and actually had some traction. I want to do Gen Z confessions for a second. Gavin, a minute ago, was like, oh, Mick Jagger. I always thought that was MC Jagger.
I did.
He didn't know his name was
kinda
Mick.
Kind of like a McDouble.
Yeah.
He's a McNugget.
Yeah.
But no, he's Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Not MC. I love
Another one that made that list was your favorite, One Direction, with One Way or Another.
Oh, really?
No way.
One way or another.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you.
Gavin's
I'm going to meet you, meet you, meet you, meet you. One way. Maybe next week.
It's not meant to be. That one was bad, too.
One way. Oh, another. I'm going to get you.
Stick to your boy band stuff.
Yeah. Blondie did that and did the best.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And then finally, we have the one and only pop princess. Britney Spears. She did a version of I Love Rock and Roll.
By Joan Jett, which was also a cover, too.
Singing
I think for a time that I might have thought that was the original version
probably.
When I was younger.
Gen Z confessions again.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my glory. That is so bad. That is so bad.
I think the worst though was the Mick Jagger and David Bowie Dancing in the Streets. The 80s, the synthesizers, it was just, they were trying too hard.
There are some things like rock is about feel and it's not perfect and it's a little gritty. Like my daughter loves Broadway and she would always send me like these Broadway stars who can sing. I mean, they're great singers, but trying to do cover albums of rock songs, and they're always horrible, and she didn't hear it. I'm like, how do you not hear this? Like, you have to know this is horrible. She's like, they're such good singers. I'm like, I know, in their lane. Stay in your lane. That's the lesson here. Stay in your lane. Yeah, it's like me going and doing stand-up. I got to stay in my lane. Just stay here in this room. I'm going to do better here.
The hard way.
Yes, oh my goodness. Exactly true. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And like heroes are people sometimes that are just normal, average people that rise to the occasion. I wake up every morning going, looking for opportunities to be a hero.
I know you do.
I know.
And that's what's scary.
And sometimes I'll insert myself where a hero isn't needed.
Once again, that's scary because he has no training whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
But he thinks he doesn't need it.
I got a heart. I got a big heart.
I think that's the piece that
Thank
we
you.
Don't appreciate enough.
Thank you, Gavin.
You don't wear a cape, but you wear it on your sleeve.
That's right. Thank you, Gavin. But now, Betty, you were telling me a story of your hairdresser that actually heroed out.
I was shocked. So I'm getting my hair did, and the girl that does my hair She's like, I don't know how we got on the topic, but she tells me about this time that she actually saved a guy's life. So she's out on her lunch break.
You know how you got on that topic? You said, hey, how are you doing today? And she goes, oh, I saved a guy's life. Like, that's what I would do.
Of course you would.
It doesn't naturally
Some
come
people,
into
it. Some people, though, exactly. are humble about it.
Yeah, I would work it in every dime I could.
But yeah, she said that she actually saved a guy's life on her lunch break. So she was going across this bridge, like driving across, and she saw this guy who was about to take his own life. And without thinking twice, she just put her car in park, got out.
That's amazing.
And wrapped her arms around this guy.
Oh, nice.
And she held him there until the police could come.
Because, like, he could have gone and taken her with there.
Right.
With him. You know, that's the thing, too. Like, I'm such a try not to involve myself in people's lives where I don't know the whole story. Like, mm-hmm. I would have seen somebody there and thought he was eating a sandwich. You know, and so, like, what made her get out of the car?
Right, and I even asked her, I said, were there other cars around? Yeah. And she said, you'd be shocked at how many cars saw him, because he had actually crossed over the railing.
Oh,
like,
he
was already over the railing.
Sure.
And he just hadn't let go yet. And so all these cars were seeing him.
Videotaping, probably.
Well, they weren't stopping. Yeah. And so it's like what you're saying, like, what is it that made her decide? But she's so glad that she did, of course. Now, because it's a privacy situation.
Sure.
Like, she'll never know what happened to him.
Sure,
like,
right.
She just knows that he went with the police and they were getting him the help that he needed.
But she did her part, mm-hmm. like, and stepped out and did something amazing where, you know, other people did not. And that's awesome. I love that. God save a life. So that's what we want to talk about with you. Have you ever been in that position where you actually saved a life? Maybe someone was choking at, you know, a dinner thing, or maybe, I mean, I don't want to talk about it, but I pulled a kid out of a pool once, but whatever.
I
pulled a kid out of a pool that was, like, getting ready to drown, yeah.
When?
When I was in Georgia. When I lived in Georgia, a kid fell in the pool. No one saw him. He went straight to the bottom.
Sir, I just wanted to do a kid and fall and fight.
Yeah, I know. No, he went straight to the bottom, and I went in after him.
Wow.
And saved him. Huh. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not important.
How many stories do you have?
I got a few. So, what is yours? Have you ever been in that position where, like, Betty's hairdresser or me, you heroed out, okay?
Oh,
I don't want to make this about me.
Don't.
But I'm going to make it about me.
All right. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your story of what happened and why you got involved. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever saved somebody's life, Angie?
Well, years ago, I was working at a convenience store, and a man came in, and he was just talking to me, and I was talking to him, and he kept talking about dying, and we just had a conversation, and the next day, he came in and told me that he didn't even remember how he got home that prior night, and that I saved his life, whatever it was I said, and I don't even remember what I told him. But he gave me a hug and told me thank you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wow. And that just goes to show it is easy to save a life if you just talk to someone.
Angie gave him some advice and sold him a Slim Jim. That is a recipe for a life save.
What?
There it is.
Hey, Angie, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Arianne, you're up. Have you ever saved a life before?
Yeah, I used to work at a daycare, and I just so happened to come in early one day on my lunch break, and they were having lunchtime, and there was a little kid. She was turning blue, and I picked her out of her daycare, her little high chair, and flipped her over and did the back blows, and I had just been taking the test on how to do that week.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Now, are you sure it was a real child and not a test where they were putting you into a situation to see how you would respond?
No, it was real. It was scary.
That was always my biggest fear. My daughter choked a couple times, and I had to, do the back blows to get her to stop choking as well. It's terrifying. I still, to this day, if we're eating when she's an adult and she hiccups, I get nervous.
I know. I really think those little life-saving choker things. That's
yes.
so worth it. After working at a daycare, I would tell you a million times.
Yeah, it works like a suction cup, and it'll pull something out of somebody's throat. Yeah, we should get one of those for here. And then see how much Gavin can eat at once and see if it works. Have him test it. So, Dan, have you ever kind of gotten to be that hero and saved a life?
Well, it was a cheetah had gone kind of crazy at the place where I worked. I was a dog trainer, and he had gotten all over one of our handlers and just attacked her rather viciously, and so I heard screaming and I went running, and he was in there and he, you know, all over her, and I was able to get in there and got a hold of his collar. It was just amazing how he just kind of stopped from that attack, and he turned to me a little bit, had my hand, and just as clear as, I don't know how I knew, but I just pushed my hand down his throat. Oh, don't try this at home, by the way. And it went, you know, kind of pretty far down to make him stop. And I just do get kind of emotional, but I saw the fight go out of his eyes.
Ooh.
And he quit. And I just knew it was God in there with us. And we got the girl out of there. She was bitten 38 times. And, you know, they thought maybe he had broken her arm, but they didn't. But she made a full recovery and went back to handling dogs, and it was all fine.
That's amazing. I would have never thought of a way to stop the attack is to reach down the throat of the dog. That's not recommended, though, right? It was just kind of what happened?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think just God. I'm Daniel. I'm in the lion's den.
That's amazing. And I don't want Betty Rock to try this with me if I'm ever, like, agitated. Like, I could see her, like, trying to shove her fist down my throat.
Know what I'm doing next time.
You might have saved one life, but you could have ended mine, Dan.
Right.
So, Stephanie, have you ever kind of heroed out and saved somebody?
Yes. So, when I was 10 or 11 years old, we went on a field trip to the local pool, and it was so super overcrowded, but this little kid was kind of like floating on the bottom, and I was like, no, something's not right. And so I picked him up, and I pulled him out of the pool, placed him on the side of the pool. And then at my age, I just kind of totally freaked out, and I was like, I just held a dead person in my hand. And they later brought me back down, and they had revived him. It was sitting up on the stretcher going to the ambulance, and it was just a real special moment, you know, that I knew that I helped. And now I'm a nurse.
Is that experience in your life, is that what made you become a nurse?
So I always liked to help people, but that just kind of solidified it, you know.
Well, Stephanie, I appreciate you being on the show today. And as a nurse, I'm sure that, like, now saving lives is just kind of what you do. So thanks for being on the show with us and sharing your story.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.